Hi there.
Hello.
Happy Sunday.
Welcome to Enter the Light. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Ian, you gave it to me.
I'm sorry,
I'm doing the three beats. Hello, everyone.
Funny. No, good. Go ahead.
Welcome to Enter the Light by the Sacred Embers Network. I am Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker, and I'm your host today. Alongside me, we have my co-hosts Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jorgensen, and Linda Irwin on the phone. We also have Elizabeth D'Onofrio on chat under Eliza's Angels. And happy Sunday. I hope everyone's doing well. I am bracing for a hurricane that's coming through my area today, but everything is fine. And I bring that up because we don't necessarily have a topic today. So I want to throw it to you ladies first, see if there's anything spiritual, metaphysical, or just lovely and anecdotal to share.
Sure.
Lynn? Tony?
Okay. Yeah, Tony, you go ahead, huh?
Okay, so I don't know. It's not great news, but I just wanted all of us to send some extra light and love to my daughter's. His dad is now transitioning today. So, yeah. So we need to just pour some love and light out to them. He also needs to go. He's been suffering with Alzheimer's for a while and doesn't know his family. So it's a good thing, but yet it's really, as we all know, very hard to let go when, you know, us humans can't let go very easy. So just wanted to throw that out.
No, I think it's beautiful. I think the timing is right. There's a lot of people going into surgery. There's a lot of people making transitions. There's a lot of tough times around, and I don't want to be the light love guy that ignores the human emotional aspects of the world. I think it's really important for us to all process those things and integrate them into ourselves. So I think that's great. Maybe we should just hold space at the beginning of the show for everyone going through things, especially losing someone.
Yeah. If you think about the macrocosm and the microcosm, like within our own little circle, we're going through it. I'd love to do the story of the mustard seed later on, maybe on the show, since it's a potpourri anyway. I'll bring the mustard. But then you look at the bigger picture. And so we look at Hawaii right now. We look at, you know, the ongoing struggles in the Middle East and the, just, I mean, you name it. You could go on forever naming all the scary stuff in the world and that's happening. You know, so there's always somebody going through something at any given time. We can hold space. It's the Ho'oponopono prayer is kind of cool for that because it can, I don't know if anybody ever gets that guilt feeling of surviving while everybody around you is suffering and going through stuff. And I say that prayer because, like, even though we can't do anything about what's going on in Hawaii, unless, like, we can fly there and help physically, but to forgive yourself for not being able to save all the starfish on the beach, but knowing that the one starfish or the two starfish that you do send or you do save, it makes a difference to them. I'm saying this and I sound like I'm babbling like a crazy person. I know what
no,
I mean.
No,
you're not. You're doing good. I agree. Yeah.
What is the prayer?
What is the prayer?
It's really simple. I'm going to give you guys some reading material after the show, and I'll post it on the Enter the Light page. We're talking about Dr. Hugh Len, who is a Hawaiian healer, and he worked with really, really scary marginal people, like inmates in like criminally insane, these guys. And he worked with these people, and what he did looks to us like a miracle. To him, it's like, this is how you do it, right? He's so cool. I'll give you guys I'll go get some links during the show and give them out at the end. But the Ho'oponopono prayer is simply this. I'm sorry please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So simple. And it takes a second to do it, but it will reset you as you go through the day, you know, when the fear comes up. Yeah.
Hawk, and somehow I feel Nanny told us that, right? That's why it sounds so familiar to me, that name. I feel that I've done that. I've known this prayer, but that is so awesome.
Yeah.
I've completely forgotten.
Yeah, Hugh Lynn died a couple of years ago, but he's carried on by a guy named Joe Vitale, who's continuing his work. And I will find the story about working with the inmates because it blew my socks off when I read it. And this guy is, like, amazing. Yeah. So,
Is it Hugh Lynn Casey?
No.
That's what I was wondering.
L-E-N. In fact, I can get the link and pop it in the chat there.
Ooh, I think that would be great. I think prayers have actually been something on my mind recently, and maybe that's something that we can cover a little bit, and kind of how, for me, when you practice a new prayer, it allows you to open up the new love that you didn't realize maybe was there, but also the practice of the prayer, it does a psychological thing where it actually conditions you to get to the next energy state or consciousness state, in that if you practice it and say you're practicing forgiveness and you do the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness, automatically conditions yourself to get to the forgiveness state faster. I don't know if that resonates with anyone, if that made sense.
Oh, yes. That makes
sense. It does make sense.
I noticed that because I do a simple one, and I always start it with all beings of love and light willing to assist me on my journey. And I've noticed that since I've been saying the same thing now for at least 2 years, it gets me into that, you know, meditative state faster. I feel like it opens up quicker.
And growing up in Catholic school, I hated saying prayers. But then later on, when I joined Bill's club, which was Alcoholic Anonymous, which I wasn't an alcoholic, but I was other things. Anyway, so my prayer has always been, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, which seems to work in every aspect of your life. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of like the Buddhist prayer, I think.
Yeah.
Serenity prayer. That's actually the prayer that got me thinking about this, because I heard it on a podcast from a comedian. And then I heard it from Elizabeth D'Onofrio, my mother. And here you are too, because you guys share the same lineage. I want to say that wherever the prayer comes from, take the religion out of it. Follow the message. The message is what's important, not the mythology or cosmology of whatever chosen path, but the actual speaking, communicating with spirit and spirits.
Mm-hmm.
That should always be the focus. So if it works for you, use it.
Excellent. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Very nice.
Linda, are there any prayers that you use?
I just generally live prayer. I don't actually speak prayer. I kind of just, whatever comes into my mind that I feel needs addressed for others or for myself, I just put those thoughts out into the universe, because they are things. Thoughts are things. So if you can do that, live, and same with who you invite into your space, as whatever beings, live that too. Live that knowing that which you do not want to enter your space must not, and allow those that can and will to come in and help you. That way I'm not constantly calling on people specifically on the other side or in other worlds or whatever for help. I just put it out there. It's like, pay attention, see what's going on. If you want, drop in. And you got a message for me, give it to me. So I think living prayer is probably better than just saying it. That's me.
That's great.
So, that is awesome. Yeah, I like that because I feel the same. Like I've been, I feel like I've been stuck in self for the last couple of weeks because I haven't felt good, you know, and you know how you kind of get that victim mentality that I hate. And I feel that I need to get out of that space. And I think you're right. So living that prayer that I've been saying for, you know, the serenity prayer that I've been saying for 50 years, living it is better than just saying it. I totally agree with you 100%.
I think that's an excellent point. I've been bringing this up to people around me where I say, I know you understand what to do, but now you need to practice it. And I think that's the big difference is you can pray, but if you're not following that feeling or message that you're actually asking for, then you're not going to get it. It takes
us. And
you
have to be open to receive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. You have to be open to receive.
Right. So I think why I brought up the prayer thing, because it sets you up to receive. Like when you practice it and you actually get yourself mentally and emotionally there, that's why I think prayer and meditation go hand in hand. They're almost the same thing, but the prayer is the, you know, saying or asking or communicating. And I feel like the meditating usually is the listening, the quieting down.
Yeah.
And I think you need both. Otherwise, you won't change your patterns. And I love what you said, that thoughts are things, because I've been reading The Four Agreements for the first time by Don Miguel Ruiz. Mm-hmm. And the first agreement is be impeccable with your word. And what he means by word is he means logos. Through the word, you express your creative power. It is through the word you manifest everything. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent manifests through the word. What you dream, what you feel, and what you really are will all be manifested through the word. And I had a realization that the word wasn't just physical sounds. It was thought. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
It is communication. So, yeah, thank you for tying that back together for me, Linda.
Yeah. Can you put that? The name of that book in the chat also, Hawk?
Yes. Yes.
The link. So another thing I wanted to say. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Linda, who was speaking? Sorry.
No, Lynn? Tony, she gave the floor to you.
Oh, the other thing that on the good that I feel that happened to me this week was I had the guts to actually start talking to people about aliens, because we've been discussing it so much on the show, and I just wanted to throw it out there to a somewhat older generation, and then also a younger generation, but not as young as Hawk. And oh my gosh, I was so freaking surprised how people are, like Hawk and you guys said on the last show, are realizing that yes, I mean, they're not spooked by it anymore. Have you gotten that reaction? You haven't.
Oh, I have, for sure.
Yeah, I've gotten a very positive reaction about it.
It's surprising,
that
right?
That they're open to it. Huh?
We all thought we were weird in our own little thoughts going, huh, I know I think they're here, but we're not alone. Like, and that's, I get excited because you can tell consciousness is rising. It's the awakening. It's the great reset. It's all these words. And you see it because people are ready to talk. We just want the truth, right?
Yes.
Yeah, stand out of our light, please. Yeah, I get that.
I think everyone just wants to know. I think there's less time for the fear because the world itself as it is has been fearful and is fearful. And so I think people are tired of that and they want more love. And I think we're all naturally going for it. Whether or not we've had a spiritual awakening, you can tell everyone's waking up.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Have you had any of these situations, Lynn?
Absolutely. I just wanted to digress for a sec, though. We have done at least 2, if not more, shows on the 4 agreements, and they're in the archives. That was the specific topic. So I'm so glad you found that. And you're eating up the info so amazingly well that I don't know. It's like you're on a trajectory, Hawk, and it's really, really cool watching you learn that stuff.
Thank you.
We already knew it.
Well, that's what I think is kind of beautiful, is that you guys got to a certain place just, I don't know, naturally, intuitively. And I feel like I've had to go on a real wizard's journey of reading, you know, old material and getting to the reasoning. Like, I had to understand the philosophy of it first. That's why I find my message important for all the other people who have never felt it, but maybe can philosophize about it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I just got the image for you of a lamp. You know, in the old days, they used to have those long sticks and they'd light
that.
And it's like you're a lamp.
The hermit card.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to send you a reading list, Hawk. And I think everybody could do that. And we'll just have you stuck in an attic reading for days and days and days. But no, you're on a real journey. It's cool. So cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you can teach
all of us. I was going to say, Lynn, about, I don't know, talking about these concepts with people, because this also brings up that whole thing of us being weird with the word woo-woo, but I love using it. I own it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was talking to Linda about this, about the whole thing about, you know, we can talk about aliens, but then you get the angry people who want to make it into some kind of angry debate, where you get, I said to Linda, sometimes when you're going around the rabbit hole stuff, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people think, well, this is a government conspiracy in the rock worlds. And like, you get all paranoid and, you know, then you start, it's like, everybody's like got a gun and they're going to be in a Mexican stance. Sorry if that was racist, but you know, those standoffs where nobody can move, right? Because everybody's pulling a gun on each other. What I loved when I met Linda was she brings this information couched in such a beautiful sense of peace. And I know why, Linda. It's because you come back and forth between the astral and here, and you bring that magic with you. But, you know, I can talk to Linda about anything like that without thinking like, without getting paranoid or weird or, you know, but some people, boy, you try to talk to them and they're angry immediately, you know, and you can't, what do you do? I don't know. It's,
the thing about Linda that we've learned in the last couple of weeks in talking about, Linda always has facts. I found that. So taking those facts and using her facts, when you talk to those kind of people, because it's just like the climate change conversation. As soon as you mention anything about us in climate change and how we're destroying the earth, that same thing happens, I feel. It's in like the same category. So unfortunately, we have to be loaded with facts in order to get through it. They have their conspiracy theories, but you can bust those with facts, I feel, is the only way to do it. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I'm going to say because people relate to facts, you know, being in the 5 senses. So if you can get them to understand half of it, maybe you can get them to stretch to the other half.
Wow. Yeah.
I think I think factual data is important, but the problem is that we still don't know what information is true, and I'm doing that in quotations, or not.
Right.
And so that's why it gets difficult, because yes, we are all talking about theories of things, right? Derogatorily, they'll say it's conspiracy theory, but the thing is a conspiracy is just people banding together to conspire against others. And that has happened before. It will happen again. It's happening right now. Like, that's not weird. That's not woo-woo. That's not made up. We just don't know what really is the truth. So I think the best way of handling these things are using the logical, reasonable, rational facts that we can find, but also staying calm. I think too often when we get thrown a lot of energy, we want to match it. But that doesn't help prove our point, especially when we're talking about love, light, and truth. You know, I think a big part of it is just staying calm and saying neither of us might really know or neither of us might really be able to convince each other, but shouldn't we go on a journey together to find out the truth?
Yes, that's part of the getting people to stretch their imagination, like I talked about in that recording I did. And the way to do that is to get them to relate to what you are saying. If they can relate to it, then maybe they can stretch themselves outwards from there and consider other things.
It's the open mind. It's the open heart. Right. And if you're talking to people that don't have the open mind or the open heart, you have to help them get there first, and then you can throw the crazy paradigm-shifting concepts that maybe we're cool with, but other people are just learning might be real, like extraterrestrials or interdimensionals or non-human intelligence, whatever term we're choosing to use.
Yes.
Yeah.
I ended up finding a friend I didn't even know, because we've been talking about this, and I, you know, when you do hair, you hear all the gossip, and, you know, you're like the psychiatrist of, you know, doing hair. You're more than just doing hair. You're a psychiatrist, just like a bartender, Hawk. So I ended up, you know, so she actually came out, and she's a woo-woo, you know, so she sees dead people. But anyway, she's amazing, and I suddenly have started getting texts and information for all these neat things in Salt Lake City that I never even knew about, you know, where some shamans.
I love
and,
it.
And some, yeah. I feel that you're right. And it was all because I stayed calm and didn't try to challenge anything. And then they felt comfortable enough to talk about it. So I think you're absolutely hit the nail on the head. With
right.
That. You can't get censored.
We've all been scared of being attacked for our thoughts. But we have to get to a safe place where we can talk about our thoughts together and find out, because the truth is somewhere, and it's probably in the middle of all our thoughts. But if we don't know each other's thoughts, how are we going to find the middle?
That's true. There also is that sense of being tired of addressing aggressive people who want to shout you down when you bring stuff like that up. And I have
agreed.
Gotten to the practice of pulling my energy back. It's what is that thing? Don't argue with a fool. There's a saying, and I don't mean to call people fools, but if I express a thought, I don't really enjoy being jumped on and pounded into the dirt for what I, you know, think or so. And I've met a lot of angry people, and it's like they're scared of talking about this stuff, and that's fine. That's where they are, right? But I think I also...
Well, I implore you to stay strong when talking about it with other people, because you will find others hidden, right? Those diamonds in the rough. You'll find them, just
I'm
like Aunt Tony that did, you know? Like,
yeah, I find them. You're right, Hawk, you are, but there are some people that it's like hammering at a door that won't open, and I never force that stuff onto people if they are resistant, is what I'm saying. And yes, I do sometimes get annoyed with them. It's like, you know, you have ears for a reason, people, you know, it's, but anyway, that's, you know, on we go, and, you know, look at this team, like, we're all kindred spirits here.
We are.
I want to point out that I think it's interesting, because there are some times where I will be talking to someone, agreeing with them, and then they will say something that I just disagree with completely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the only way through is love. Because even to react negatively would set yourself up in egoic thinking, and I've caught myself being stubborn with my thoughts before.
Uh-huh.
And again, I think everyone has their own path, and some people might not believe exactly what we believe, but as long as they're learning their lessons to be a better person, that's what matters, right?
Absolutely. And
well,
sometimes
pulling
your energy back from the pugnacious and the aggressive ones who, you know what I mean? Like if you're encountering that kind of thing, or if I am, I do pull my energy back because I'm going to protect my own sacred space first. And they don't get to enter it with anger and raised voices. And that's all I'm saying is, like, you know, if you're going to get weird about it, then you need to go talk to
somebody. That's where that spiritual discernment comes in, right? Like that sense of what I'm saying, is this going to help them heal or not? Because if it's not going to help them heal, then I don't need to say it.
There you go. Yeah, good. Yeah. Never give people any more information than they can handle, right?
Yeah.
Dolores Cannon talks about that often, where the spirits will say, you know, too much truth right away before they're ready can actually be a poison. So you have to slowly introduce them to concepts to get them closer to the truth. Like,
yes.
So they can handle it, right?
Absolutely. No, yeah. Well said.
Yeah. But I do think we need to keep talking about it, because we will find more people, and more people really have had these thoughts of, you know, energy, really. What we're talking about is people are feeling energy more now than ever before. And I think maybe the facts of quantum physics has helped all the materialistic minded open up to this realm of non-material.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Linda, that's one of those points that you're really good at explaining, too, of how both of you, Lynn and Linda, you're actually really good at explaining the science into, like, practicality.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, that people get to a point where they've just become so disgruntled with the way things are that they look for something better. That's when it's time
to
have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's now. Everyone's fed up.
Yep.
We all know that we can have a better planet.
You
I was watching a documentary.
Mind.
What did you say?
We can have a better mindset.
That
yeah.
is the goal, right? That's the bringing
mm-hmm.
new heaven onto new earth, is the mindset
mm-hmm.
of everyone. I was watching a documentary on JFK, and wow, was he be like ahead of his time as a president.
Yeah.
He did not
yeah.
want war
yeah.
or fighting in any way. And I think that's resurging right now in the people.
The sense of peace, you mean?
I believe so.
Let's hope.
Or a sense of getting the peace, right? And knowing that the
yeah.
fighting for peace is not the way. It's by, like, hugging each other.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't
no, I feel
fighting
right.
for peace an oxymoron?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, I feel you're right, because usually, you know, it's always that saying that the 1% that are, you know, like Lynn's talking about, or, I mean, we just had Biden came to Utah, and there was a gentleman that, you know, voiced his opinion strongly on social media that he was going to kill him. And of course, because he was coming to Utah, the FBI had to check out the situation. He ended up getting shot because he ended up dying because he took out his AK-47 and threatened the wrong people, meaning the FBI, when they came to his house. This is like 5 miles away from my home. And so I think that more people are, they don't want to come out and say about what's happening in their lives and the world. And they do, I feel they do want peace, but they're still afraid to talk about it because of all the political turmoil that's going on in the U.S. But I think you're right that people are looking, like Linda and Lynn said, for another way for peace. I feel that everybody's sick of all of that, and we want to get back to a peaceful time. I mean, the people that I've talked to have told me that. And it doesn't matter what if they're Republican, Democrat, whatever. They just want this to end, this crazy stuff to end.
Yeah. Coexistence or no existence, right?
But I think everybody wants coexistence. Yeah, I think people are ready to go back to coexistence for sure.
I want to say this quote from JFK. He said, "One person can make a difference, and everyone should try." And I think that's what's happening, is that everyone has gotten fed up, and now we're trying. And that's why I think us just talking about it really helps.
Yeah.
It allows people to know that there are others out there that are like, yes, it seems scary, but we know that if we try, we can make it not scary anymore.
Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah, we have to thank the internet, because this is allowing the Age of Aquarius to come in, because it allows us globally to speak with each other and realize that maybe we were in the control of people that were focused on money and power and didn't care about other people's lives, but that the general population of the planet actually loves each other, actually cares for the planet and the animals, and we want to do something different. Like, the people are rising up.
That's very true.
They are. Look how much support Maui is getting, and people from all over, Washington State went and rescued, 100 cats that were, misplaced because of the fire, and they've gotten, even though it's not government support, it's people support, like people like us giving money to the right places, and people just flying in and helping, and they're helping that we're helping them way before the government even gets there. So, I mean, I think you're right. Yeah. We're all banding together by ourselves. You know what I mean? Coming up.
Exactly.
And helping people.
I want to go back to what Linda said too, because this will tie it where, I don't remember exactly what you said, but it was this idea of basically we have to struggle first. And that's what gives you the energy to find a new way of thinking. And
right.
Wait, say that again.
You have to build on what's happening to you. You have to recognize it, own it, build on it, figure out how to transform it, and then go forward once you've figured out how to transform it.
And so I see these times where, it feels very loving, but then it also feels very fearful. And I just see this time as the transition where it's puberty, basically. It's consciousness puberty. And everyone's going through highly emotional states, but they're figuring out who they are, and it's going to be a new population of the planet.
Funny thing about puberty is our third eye is what's popping out instead of other parts of us.
Hey, that's interesting. I want to talk about that for a quick second. We're kind of talking about how, the body in physical form is, downloading its soul. Is that right? Because that's how I see it. There's, stages where at 5 years old, it's, 4 to 5, there's a download of your soul. And then around 12, at the beginning of puberty, there's another download. Is that true? Is that the way you see it on the energy?
The oversoul, yes. So what's always connected to us. But more of it gets released as far as memory, those of us that are looking for what they did in other lifetimes to connect it to how it relates to this lifetime, they can begin to get that information coming in. Because when we're born, we have psychic amnesia. That's because we need to start fresh with the new experience and do things differently this time around. But those that want to seek it to understand what they were before can pull from the oversoul.
I love that. And I've drawn diagrams on this. So there's multiple terms, but it's kind of like this idea. And correct me if you guys see it a different way. But it's your astral body or causal body would be your spirit. It's an individualized expression of yourself in spirit form.
Right.
Above that, there's the soul. And basically, you're just getting into a more and more collective energy. So it goes spirit, soul, over soul. And then would you say higher self?
The higher self is the over soul, I believe. That's the part that never leaves the other side, that always knows what's going on, that knows all of your experiences, all of your lifetimes, everywhere you've ever been.
That's what I wanted to talk about, actually, with this concept, because I do find it interesting. And we have a lot of terms, and sometimes they get confused, because a lot of these things are the same thing from different lineages.
Right.
And so you see the Oversoul as the higher self. It's the same thing.
Right. It's your origin.
Question. Do you see the higher self as being the higher self of everyone?
There's a collective, yes. We're just fragments within that collective. Think about it like a bee in a honeycomb. How there's all these little different segments that are all in one place. They're all connected to each other. But each one of those little holes in the honeycomb creates its own batch of honey.
I absolutely love you bringing bees and the honeycomb up. It's so divine feminine. It's that flower of life. It's the matrix. It's how the pattern can form. It's the basis. I don't know. You just got me off on a huge, I got very excited about that. here's another question for you, Linda, since we're talking about these terms of soul. I was coming to the conclusion that the higher self, the oversoul, was the same as the Atman, and it was actually the same as the Holy Spirit. And I wonder if any of that resonates with you.
When I think of the Holy Spirit, I think of the collective part of the oversoul, the part that is omniscient and knows what everyone else is going through.
So, yeah, I think we're in agreement, and I love it. Because it's this idea that basically you're an individual, but no matter what, you're a part of a collective. And the further you zoom out, the bigger the collective is, the more unified, the more all-encompassing of the universe and all that is that it becomes, right?
Right. You can see the entire honeycomb, even though you're just a small little octagonal section of it, but it's all together. And you keep zooming out, you see there's other honeycombs, there's other universes, there's other planets. And all of these honeycombs are having their own unique experiences. Keep zooming back out, and you just be amazed at what you can see, how much there is that being in this little tiny octagonal space you weren't aware of until you zoomed out.
The visuals I was getting were beautiful. It was just fractalization, honeycomb, Fibonacci sequence, ever-expanding spirals, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring up a book that you triggered for me. It's called The Lost Gospel, Decoding the Ancient Text That Reveals Jesus' Marriage to Mary the Magdalene. And what's interesting is they found that there's this scripture that wasn't lost. It was in archives. And it maybe just hadn't been translated well enough or understood. And they put this thesis in this book. Ooh, we have a bunch of messages on the chat that just popped up for me.
Yeah, we do, because Mary's in here. We should talk about what she's saying, too. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Cool. I'm going to finish this. I'm going to put it in the chat. The reason that what you said brought this up for me is they've figured out that they're talking about Joseph and Asenath, who are Genesis characters, but they're actually supposed to be Jesus and Mary, and that they wrote it in code because this idea was not necessarily accepted by the church, which was in power. But this was back before that, when there were multiple forms of Christianity. Anyways, Asenath was described as an Egyptian priestess, and her symbol was the bee and honeycomb. And there's even a moment of sacred marriage that happens between Asenath and this divine form of Joseph, where he uses a honeycomb, and that's what anoints her. It's this really interesting look. It also really like shows the politics of possibly what was going on back then. Anyways, I'm listening to that at the same time as reading the four agreements. Does someone want to go through the chat for me while I put down this lost gospel into the chat myself?
I'm just going to read Shannon's remarks, and then we want to go to yet another chat we've got open, and that's Mary, who is on the Angel Answers team. So, Shannon, I'm just reeling back a little bit, and we're talking about seeking peace. And Shannon says, yes, they are searching for the peace and quiet once again, but we can't go back to what it was. Everything is being exposed to heal so we can create a new, more harmonious peace with one another to come into play that we haven't had in a long, long time. Yeah, we've got that warlike energy that we've got to lose. So, and then the conversation went on a bit more, and Shannon includes this about downloads. Like they're more like downloads from the geode energy packages we have brought in with us, because soul shard fully attaches to the body upon birth, not prior normally. On average, we bring 15 to 30% soul energy into a physical body. This is Shannon Johnson. you guys need to look her up. She does the Lighthouse show, and she's a part of the Sacred Members team. The percentage information is repeated, in many past life regressions, life between lives regressions. Books such as Michael Newton, Brian Weiss, the thing just jumped, and so on. Highly recommend scoping out the book The Greatest Story Never Told by Richard Martini. And then Hawk has put down the lost gospel decoding the ancient text that reveals Jesus's marriage to Mary the Magdalene by Simcha Jacobiv. Okay, Jacko. Okay, Hawk, take it away. You need to do it.
No, that was great. By Simcha Jakubovici, I think, and Barry Wilson.
Fabulous.
What I want to say is, yeah, basically these tumultuous times are the whole planet going through their shadow work.
Well done. Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah. And Mary in the chat. Where are we here? Mary in the chat says, you are an old soul, Hawk, and she loves her terrestrials. The more she speaks about what she does at her events, the more people are interested into everything, including ETs. And yeah, she's quite right. We need to go on to callers, guys, because we've got a bunch very patiently waiting, and I don't want to chase them off or put them to sleep. Although this has been an amazing chat, and I wouldn't go to sleep. But let's bring on our first caller, okay? If you guys are ready, it's 515. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Nikki again.
Oh, hi. It's lovely to have you.
Hi.
How you doing, love?
I've been okay. How about you guys?
We're having a roaring, a rip-roaring conversation, and Hawk is hoping he doesn't get blown away by a hurricane. I just want to remind people, Nikki is our caller who has, is it Trent is your son?
Yep, Trent.
Okay,
yeah.
Trent. Okay, and Trent is, he's transitioning rather slowly, but he is in the process of transitioning. And so Nikki's been, you guys remember Nikki now? And she's friends of
Nikki,
Jessica's.
Love your energy. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank
How
you. Well, I was listening to you guys, and I'm like, wow, there's so much I need to learn. I just feel like, a beginner.
We all do,
and you know, all the information and everything you guys know.
Well, just
we're all
start,
you know what I mean?
To, yeah, we're all fellow travelers and learning as we go, huh?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. You're fine.
Thank
yeah.
you. It's a lot of work, but I also am obsessed with it. So it makes
yeah.
it easier.
Well, that's a good
well,
thing.
I have learned a lot.
Awesome.
I definitely do. Every time I hear you guys, I learn so much.
Well, it's like
that's
the
good.
Best potluck ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's cool about it, I think, is just that there were all these dots that we were all aware of, but we just didn't know how interconnected all the dots really were. And that's why when we come together and actually aren't scared to talk about it, we're like, yeah, oh, yeah, that's that. Oh, yeah.
That's yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, yes. That seems so right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It
yeah,
feels
it's strange. I just think it feels weird because it's like, how the heck?
Well, Nikki, it's a good time for you to be engaging deeply in this stuff because it's your way to help Trent as he crosses over. And how old is he now? Can you remind me?
He's 13 now, thank God. I mean, I think that it's a good thing he's still here, but I understand that, you know, he's in pain, and boy, I struggle a lot with that.
Of course you do.
You know, knowing that he'd be better off on the other side and to transition over, but wanting him here so badly,
yep.
you know.
Of course, Nikki, that's completely human, and that's what we come here to express. You know, as Hawk says, we come here to express ourselves as spirit in a human body. And again, our timetables, our schedules are not, like, it's great if somebody lives to be 90, but it's also great if they live to be 13 or 14 and go at the time they're meant to go. I remember James von Prague was asked why sometimes babies get born and are there, they die immediately, and it's like, what's the point of that? And he very wisely said that, you know, that kind of thing happening can trigger other events to happen that wouldn't have happened without, and that was the sole purpose of that little soul popping in and going, hey, guys, and then buggering off, and it sets other things in motion. And he meant that with such, he said that with such love that there was no fear attached. And I think Trent has made his appearance on Earth. He'll know when it's time to go. It's not anything, you know what I mean? Like, don't worry. It's not your job to figure that out. His soul will figure out. And I'm going to pass this round because I'm going on, and I'd love to just, did you have
I'm
a
ready
specific,
to jump in.
Oh, well,
I'm ready
off.
To jump
yeah.
in because I wanted to say something that
yeah,
I was too. Thinking about this week, synchronistically.
Yeah.
It often seems like the best of us are the ones that leave the planet earliest. I don't
That's
know if
true.
Others have felt that, but within my lifetime, it always seemed like the most angelic humans were the ones that died young. And
you know... I've always known that he was an angel. I've always known that. In fact, it sounds probably crazy, but the day he was conceived, he came to me and said, are you ready? Are you ready for me? Because I'm coming in a wheelchair. Are you ready?
So,
because before he knew I wasn't ready.
It was actually at a higher plane of existence than yours was, and literally is doing a favor for both of you by coming in to this body to help you learn lessons.
Oh.
Like, it would take a very strong soul to accept a challenging life with the sole purpose of helping others learn how to handle it. Because I've also experienced someone young in my life passing away who was the best of us, who naturally, without any spirituality, was the most holy. And that was tough for us. But the more that I look back on it, the more I've communicated with her, the more I realize, well, yeah, they were doing us a favor, that we have the challenge of being on the planet still. We have the lessons to keep learning. And so, yeah, stay strong, learn those lessons. It's all love and light. We just forget when we're in these physical bodies sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That is so true. And it's strange that, you know, I've had experiences where, like, when I was three, that, you know, they actually, I don't even know who it is, but I get this voice in my head, and I didn't know at the time it was Trent, you know, like, who he was going to be. I just knew that the baby was speaking to me.
Yes.
Knowing that they're angels is just the most amazing gift. To me, it's the most amazing gift that anybody could ever give, you know, that they could be a part of our lives and give us so much and put himself in that terrible situation of pain and suffering, but give us so much love, you know?
Takes a strong soul, and they're there to remind you that you are made of the same stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He's way better than I am. I was actually crying about this earlier. I'm like, I'm not even good enough.
Well, see, we've talked about this before, though. You've got some forgiveness that you need for yourself. I had this conversation with a young person yesterday at the camp when I was teaching archery. She just was so negative, and I could tell that she loved, but she didn't love herself. And don't forget, if you're not putting your oxygen mask on, you will die. So forgive yourself. How can you love others unconditionally if you're not loving yourself unconditionally? You're setting up a condition. Since it's myself, I don't love myself as much. So remember that. You've got to love yourself too. Otherwise, it doesn't count as much. That's the key that you've been missing. I don't even need to read your cards to know that you still need that to be done. And that goes back to you understand what to do. Time to practice it.
I am trying. And it was out of the blue. I was watching this video of this little girl. She was helping this homeless person. And I just started bawling. And I'm like, why can't I be that good? You know, why can't I be that good of a person, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not good enough.
But you are.
And I was just crying, and it just came out of nowhere.
I want to pass the phone off to whoever has anything to add. And then, Nikki, if you have a specific question, I want to get to it. No, you are doing great. You called, and we need to talk because it all makes us all feel great.
Yep.
Go
ahead, Linda. Did you have something?
Yes, I do. I wanted to remind Nikki that sometimes when we come into life disabled, in pain, sick, that soul is actually gathering the information of what it feels like on a physical level so that when they go over to the other side and become their own spirit guide, that they can guide people in the future to find cures and treatment to help other people in that situation in the future. And I really feel that might be what Trent is doing.
Okay. That makes sense.
I love that.
I really do try to keep him from pain and stuff, but, you know, it's really difficult sometimes when, you know, the medications they give you, you can't always tell if it's helping enough, you know?
Nikki,
he knows what works, and I believe that when he transitions after he's gone through his orientation, he's going to begin researching how to get the message to people here on the planet, doctors and scientists, to come up with a way to ease those without bad side effects or anything else going wrong.
Okay. Yeah, because me and Trent have talked about that. It hurts me so much when some parents won't give their kids medications to take away the pain and they're suffering, they seem to think that those kids don't feel pain, even though, you know, they are yelling or whatever, that they're not smart enough to understand pain when they actually do, and I know they do. I can feel their energy, and it's so bad. It's so bad. They're feeling so much pain, and their parents are just so, I'm sorry, but I'm getting angry. They're just so dumb. Like, they're in pain.
Your empathy is really strong. And that's something that you have a power and that you need to understand and learn about, because it'll come in, flood your body, and it'll control your emotions, but they're not yours. And so remember that you don't have to own them, that you can express them,
okay,
but they're not yours.
Okay, because, boy, they are really overwhelming.
You feel it, though, and that's great.
Oh.
You're channeling it, and it'll give you energy to help heal. I kind of had a vision that maybe that's what your purpose is later on, is to spread the message that Trent might be giving to you in spirit form later, and I don't know if that's something that you need to worry about now, but it'll be something that you will actually find passion about.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, because they say that these kids are, like, emotionally children or infants even, and that they don't understand or feel anything, and that, you know, they're crying because it's a reaction and not because they're actually feeling it, which is bullshit. I mean, I'm sorry, which is not, it's not real, it's not true. They are feeling it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
You can say
and
bullshit
I think...
on there, it's okay.
You can say bullshit, use they were.
Okay. You can be human.
Absolutely. May I add to what Shannon is saying in the chat? She's got some good things to add to the convo. I'm sorry, Linda, were you finished? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yes, I was.
Okay. So Shannon wants to recommend the book by Elisa Madus. It's called My Son and the Afterlife. It's a really, really... her son Eric had that same intense empathy, and it was so hard for him to live in the world. It's a really good book, and it's kind of written from Eric's point of view. It's like channeled, and it's a brilliant book. And I think Shannon's recommending it right now to you because I think it's going to it'll resonate for you for what you're going through right now. And she's also added that it takes a lot for a soul to sign up for the tough roles and the tough bodies, because they are here for a short time to teach us, especially to help the medical and so forth, like what Linda was saying. And for the parents, it's such a beautiful connection of pure love to teach them about love and loss, and then they can help others. And she agrees with Hawk. And especially, this is really important, Nikki. Shannon says, your son chose you because you had everything he needed and wanted. And Elizabeth says, you should write on your bathroom mirror, I am enough, and remind yourself of that. So, yeah,
well, I was looking in my Greek cards because I have a set of Greek cards, and I pulled the card. And it was the Greek goddess Rhea, and it says, take it easy. So Rhea is the goddess of motherhood, comfort, and ease. And I feel this just resonates with your situation. Maybe you can Google it. And so she was the wife of Cronos, who actually she bore six children, and he killed five of them because he was afraid that his children were going to overthrow him. But all but Zeus was the only one who was spared
Rhea
the life.
Protected Zeus from Cronos.
Yes, from Cronos. And so with the help of Gia, Rhea disappeared to an island of Crete and raised Zeus. And this is what I feel that you're doing in the caves of Mount Ida. So Rhea was soft and kind and loved all living beings and the gods.
and then immortal and animals. So her love was quickly returned due to her pleasant and protective nature. So I feel that what everybody's saying is true. There's a reason, and that's why you and Trent are so close, because maybe look that card up, also Google that, and you'll find the story. But it's kind of it's similar to yours in this day and age. So you're doing the right thing. Yeah. Okay. Rhea, she was the mother of Zeus.
Mother of. I'm writing it down. So.
Yeah. Chronos, Chronos is wife. But it's a really cool story, and it says, so she is a symbol of serenity, so you could actually pray to her too. Don't be too hard on your life. Because you're going to be, you have been thrown many challenges, and it doesn't help to suffer through the struggle. So that's why it says move with ease and grace, and your body and mind will thank you. So that's the message.
You said serenity, and that goes back to the serenity prayer. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yes, perfect. That sounds, you all are amazing. Sorry, I just, so
feeling
emotional.
Feeling is mutual. Feeling is mutual.
You're not excluded from this. You're not excluded from this subject, Nikki. You are also a light worker, and you're part of the team. You're part of the game. You're part of that club, whatever it may be. And so, don't be afraid, and don't put yourself down, because you're beautiful. Like, if you could see yourself through the eyes of spirit, you would know how loved you are. You know. So try to see yourself through those eyes. Oh, honey, you're welcome. Let the tears come. They're cleansing. They get all the stress hormones out. Tears are fabulous. Give yourself a good cry at least once a day while you go through this. It'll reset you, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You. And give our love to Trent and to you. And, you know, as long as, like, we don't get carried off by flying monkeys, we'll be back next week, and you can call in again, okay?
Okay, thank you all.
You're very welcome, love. Okay.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Yeah. I'm hesitating to hang up because I don't want to let you know.
None of us do.
That's okay. I understand. I
want to make her a nice cup of tea, you know? Oh, dear.
Right.
But, You will get through this, Nikki, and it is happening. As Shannon says, he chose you. He chose you. Like that, you didn't have a choice. You were saddled with that responsibility, and you're kicking butt. You're doing great. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and it's really nice to hear that and you guys think that I'm doing a good job.
We don't think
that
it. We know it.
We know it.
We know it. Listen, don't forget. Look, sorry. Go ahead, Hawk.
No. Please finish your thought, and I'll say.
I was just going to slip in the fact that caregiving is a killer thing to have to do. It takes the energy right out of you. So go online and seek out some caregiving support groups, okay? And because caregiver is the hardest job. Oh my goodness, you know. And you're probably really, really tired. So, look up things you can do. Yeah.
Your light is so bright. Just don't forget.
Yeah.
It is so bright. And sometimes you forget, and that's why you call in and we remind you. But your light is so bright.
I do.
We see it.
I do forget that. Yes. Thank you.
It's hard to be an empath in this world, but it's necessary. And keep on keeping on, kid. We'll talk to you next week, okay? Call us back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Matt. Bye-bye, lovey. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay. we have a lot of callers, so I want to I've got them numbered in order. There we go. So the second caller, 203, thank you for your patience. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Okay, it's Pat. It's Pat from Connecticut. Hey, Tony,
yeah.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. I'm better. Thanks, Pat.
Good. I'm not sure what was going on. I've been, in and out, but I heard that you had been ill. I hope you're okay.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
am.
About
thank
you.
You.
Good. Okay,
I
great.
I felt the... I felt you thinking about me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. Sometimes I wonder prayers work. I should know better. But, when you really want the prayer to work, you're worried it's not going to. So
It worked.
Okay. I'm all over the place. I need help. I'm really out of sorts. And I'm trying to kind of focus my questions. I will tell you, I suppose what would help me the best is to have insurance that work is going to come in to take care of this used car that I recently bought. That's important. That would ease my mind and kind of maybe help me get back on track and start moving again. What got me off track was a week and even more. But a week of two people just shredding me to bits. One was the man that I bought this car from. And I think there was a misunderstanding, and I overstepped my bounds with asking him questions about the car, and he eventually just ripped me to shreds. And then, I lost my dog, right?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now I'm going to start crying. You do know, yeah? Okay.
You
I do.
Tell right, it again,
so,
though, so
okay.
Catch us,
so I
won't
go
Tony
into
up.
That. But yeah, Tony, I lost chance. Mid-July. And I expressly told security to keep, I took chance around to say goodbye to security because they love him. But I said, please don't tell the residents because we have a lot of aggressive people that, I just, where's your dog? Blah, blah, blah. And I knew I wouldn't be able to deal with that for a while. I think probably the residents know by now. I think some are being very kind and giving me my space. My neighbor jumped at me the other day, where's your dog? And I was in a rush, and I did not want to answer that, the way he put the question out. And he yelled, hey, I'm talking to you. So I turned around and I said, I don't want to talk to you. And he went into profanity, craziness. I also have a woman that is trying to make it look like the money that I have spent on her services, she doesn't have to come back with, and it's just a manipulation. So I'm dealing with all that. I'm, knowing I need to forgive and do my own work on it and look at my responsibility, but it's kind of really left me shredded. If you just want to address, am I going to be okay financially? To be able to take care of this car because it's more expensive than I had realized. Maintenance. So that's a lot.
You want me to start?
Does
I've got an
have...
image for Pat. Yeah, I've got an image for Pat, and you may want to
Thank
punch
you.
Me for this. Yeah, I know. You may want to punch me for this. You remember The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Okay, there's a scene where they're climbing up this cliff to go rescue Dorothy in the castle. And, I may have the scene wrong, but anyway, the lion goes, freaks out and goes, yeah! And they go, what's wrong? He goes, somebody pulled my tail! And they went, you're doing it yourself! And that's the image they're giving me, Pat. And I say this so lovingly, but I want you to look at the source of your thoughts. The contents of your thoughts, and don't be surprised if you're creating a lot of stuff that is driving you crazy. If you're creating those, so what I'm saying is, you might be a very powerful manifester. You just need to change the content, right? Because you're writing a really bad script here. So when we change within ourselves, the world around us changes. It seems like magic, but it's actually we've done the work to realize. Because all these people around you, you don't have to let them nail your head to the floor. There's no need for that. You know, you can certainly use your energy to change the situation. And I want to put that, Linda, do you mind, can you weigh in on that? Because you're pretty good at that stuff too.
Yes, I'm actually hearing the phrase, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. And what I mean by that is if you're pulling in everything these people are saying to you and doing to you and keeping it there, then you're attracting more of that from other outside sources. So what you really need to do is, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say or do bounces off me and sticks to you. So don't let these people get to you.
Right, and I'm working on that. And also, I've made amazing progress as far as my life and what I'm working on. And it's all incredibly positive. Kind of hard to hear.
Get rid of that negative.
Yeah.
Clear it out. You don't need it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and Shannon says this, and this is very true. You should never feel bad for asking questions, and there are never too many questions when making a large purchase, like your car. So that was his problem, not yours. And she also points out that this past week especially has been high anger responses from the new moon and in pre-Mercury retrograde. So, and it may just be sort of the collective angst and energy you're feeling. But, you weren't in the wrong. Shannon's quite right that you had every right. It's, you're buying a car from this guy. I mean, you have to know, you know. So hope he wasn't hiding something, you know.
No, it was after the fact, and he made it. Well, I don't need to go into it, but I you're all correct. I get it. Yes, and I read about this anger in August, and I thought, oh, Pat, you be careful. I've been careful. But I'm like, wow, yeah, here's it manifesting, this amazing anger in August. I think I've found some lessons for myself on that, too. I'm working hard on all of this. So thank you. Do you see me being okay financially? I'm getting more work in to cover this.
Yeah, so I just got, I also with my Greek card, I got it's the Seek Justice card, but it doesn't mean seek justice in the way that we would, but it's a symbol of the way you conduct yourself and the justice between the gods and humankind. And so what it says is the learning part of it is to take a step back and detach yourself from your present moment. Whenever you need to be the voice of reason is in your relationships with others. So feel the need to separate yourself from your thoughts and objective perspective without judgment inspires balance. So I feel that you're off balance. Like you said, you're, you know, a mess and you need to, you know, seek a way to get back in balance. And the affirmation is I'm in harmony and balance with myself and others. So basically it's saying to say that over and over again until you're back in balance, maybe some meditation or something like that. But as far as covering it, I feel that, you're not going to be in dire stress. Everything is going to work out. So you just need to get yourself back to where you were before this happened because you were doing well.
I was doing really well. And thank you for that message. The past few days I've been saying, Grace, Grace, Grace. Oh, you need to change your name to Grace because I've been graceful by, you know, being quiet to these other people that are just so ungraceful.
Well, you're doing good. Get back on track is basically the message I got for you.
Okay. I don't know if I may have shared this, but also the work I've been doing. I've been ministered to by a pastor, and it's remarkable. It's this church in the Midwest that does this for free for people who have broken hearts. And I am really, for the first time, making progress. And I'm doing so well with the loss of my dog. I also lost my best friend a week later. And I was really, really worried, how am I going to be losing chance? And I'm doing amazingly well. I go to his grave every day and talk and play music. And during the day, I'm fine. I come back to my apartment. I'm very depressed. And I say, you can be depressed as long as you want. You know, you can grieve. And and also with my friend, I really think I see the grief as beautiful, because I don't have all these other things, my own garbage connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's able to stand alone, and I'm able to walk in it and just, and I keep seeing poems, and people send me poems about how the world becomes so much more clear when your heart is so open, when you're so devastated by grief. And that's exactly what I'm finding.
Yeah.
That's good. Like,
so
I
wanted
to ask. Sorry.
I'm sorry?
I was just asking Hawk if he had anything to add.
It's funny. I was trying to talk, and I was muted for a while. I wanted to say that I agree with everything the ladies were saying. I have the same message. It basically is that right now your emotions are a little out of control. You're doing very well. Like, I heard everything you said, and I want you to focus on that. It's more about when you're dealing with others, and
yeah.
when they add their emotions to your emotions, you then get confused on which ones are yours.
Correct.
And I think that there is a, right? There's a spiritual lesson here, because you are getting triggered in some ways, and that
Big
could
time.
Be something, right? So it could be something that you're actually carrying, like, against yourself. It might be just
yeah.
trying to open you up to really look at your own emotions, because that's what my cards are saying. I think you'll be fine. I think if you work on your spiritual stuff and then you strategize and implement about the money, you will handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But
that,
the focus
that makes...
is the spiritual growth, right? You know, trust and spirit, you will
yes.
be taken care of. But you have
yeah.
to do your job, which is, you know, living and learning. And evolving,
right.
lightning.
Right, yeah.
But as long
that,
as you're doing
yeah.
that, you'll be taken care of.
Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right. Triggered big time. Goes way back to, yeah. It's feeling like I can't speak, and that's very intense. Being sent away to mental institutions for having feelings, blah 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 blah. So yeah, I will be working on that message big
I
time. Thank you, Hawk.
You are so welcome. I got the Page of Cups for you. So if that's what you want to look at, that's kind of the idea, because there, any of the court cards are kind of like the ideal version. And so the cups represents emotion. And this is like a young divine spirit who's
absolutely.
Aware and control of their emotions. And they're holding a little cup, and it's got a beautiful little fish poking its head out. And that represents the enlightenment. It's the
wow.
ability to control those emotions. So you're on it. You just,
that's
you know,
beautiful.
Life. These are your lessons.
Everybody, it's always, thank you. It's always so healing from my heart and chest to speak to all of you and to have you speak back to me. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much. God bless
you're
everyone.
So
and Tony, keep healing. Love you
thank
all.
Thank you. Love you too.
No.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you
Take
so
care.
Much. You're all so generous. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you, Pat.
Love
well,
and light.
Yeah. Okay. We're moving on. We've got a Skype caller. Hi, can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Sue.
Hi, Sue. Sue, not, which Sue have we got here?
Which Sue?
That's okay. No, it's okay. You're the,
no.
specifically your own Sue, and we welcome you to the show. I'm sorry, we do have a QHHT practitioner who is sometimes on our team, and I thought that was that Sue for a minute, and I got confused. But anyway, did you have a question? Welcome to the show, Sue, and can
yes.
we help you with anything today?
Yes, I've had a very challenging week,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if there's any messages for me from the angels.
fallout, and I don't know if they have anything to do with this yet, but I want to just throw it out there. It felt like I'm supposed to remind you that spirit is all around you. Your temperance will allow you to sense that. You will feel better by giving. And, yeah, giving out of joy. I don't know if that has anything to do with what you're calling about, actually. So, but I wanted to throw it out there because these cards fell out for me.
Thanks.
Does anyone else have a message yet?
We're all pondering, I think, here. So, Sue, this is Lynn. Linda, please go ahead, hon.
I'm actually seeing a staircase, and you're climbing up it. And there is sunshine and a few clouds above that staircase. And even though you're going up and up and up, you're wondering if you're ever going to get to the top. Well, the answer that I'm getting for that is we never get to the top. We never totally graduate. But the fact that you're ascending the staircase is what you're supposed to be doing, what we're all supposed to be doing. I'm not sure what it is exactly you're doing, but you're making great progress in it. And I feel like you don't need to look back. Just keep looking forward. Keep looking up. Does that make sense?
It's valuable. It's not quite what I had in mind, but it's still helpful.
Okay. Lynn?
So I can go next. I got the card. In my Greek cards, I got clean and clear. So, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing these names right because I have a hard time with these Greek goddess names, but the Hawk can correct me if I'm wrong. Hygieia, H-Y-G-E-I-A. She is the Greek goddess of holistic healing. So healing dreams, well-being, self-improvement, and purification. She is the daughter of another one that I can't pronounce, the father of a medicine and student. So she's a healer. So she is a feminine symbol of holistic health. And she is considered the first female naturopath. So she's part of the original healers that we first started with. And so the learning part of this is your body is symbolic of your home. Look at your surroundings and compare them to yourself. Is there a balance between the two? Our space clean. It helps us release our internal dirt and vice versa. Go inside and deep clean whatever needs to be that you need to purify and see how that helps with your emotional or physical realm right now. So it says that you need to do some cleansing and maybe taking care of yourself and not others and to start practicing the healthy habits that you were doing but maybe have stopped. Does that resonate at all? I don't.
It's all positive.
Yeah, so I see that you're on the right track with whatever you're doing, but that maybe you have forgotten about something that you need to do for you, and so it's confusing you in some way. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. I'll have to think about that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Sue, this is Lynn, and I got the image of grass, and I looked up some of the meanings. And what I came up with is it feels like there's damage to a collective of some sort. So on top, grass is a common sight, but below we see a massive connection of roots, so connected that when you damage the roots, you damage the whole system. The whole system suffers. This speaks to the crucial importance of strong, healthy communities. Was this a group? This stuff that happened to you this week, did it involve a group of people?
No, not at all.
Just you yourself that's going through this?
Yeah.
Well, whatever the message of grass is, like I just saw grass and the idea of everything being interconnected, then perhaps the message, and I never try to force meaning when I get something, but the thing is, it may be you are not connecting enough to a community. Maybe you're not asking for the help you might need. This image talks of the collective and how the collective can make one another strong, or if damage comes, it damages them all. So think about that. And if you're standing alone in this, you might want to seek help. And I don't mean like go to a doctor or anything like that. I just mean reach out to a friend, reach out to a community. It feels like you need to know that you are loved and you are not alone. And I kind of think you get the feeling you are sometimes alone here. But I hope that helps, Sue. I just give you what I get. Yeah. You're welcome, hon.
All right.
Yeah, that resonated for me too, because my cards were very busy. They're full of people, and I knew that the message was that you are surrounded by spirit.
Ooh,
yeah, that's
yeah.
a good thing.
And
yeah.
I also pulled I asked for a concrete message, and I got the world card. And that to me usually tells me that you're at the center of it, and that
yeah.
you can create exactly what you want. But you have to, I think the message is to remind yourself that you are surrounded by loving beings that do love you.
Yeah.
And then you have every right to be here. If you weren't here, the universe would literally be missing a part of itself. And so maybe it's just a gentle reminder to open yourself up to the love and light that's all around you, including other beings.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very
welcome.
Yeah. It was lovely to talk to you, Sue. And, you know, fall by anytime and give us a call. Thank you for calling. Okay. I just want to take a little break to say that our friend Kimberly, who calls into the show very often, has asked everyone, all the listeners and this team, to please say whatever your version of a prayer is. One of her students, Ariana, and her family are in need of good energy, prayers, however you put it out to the universe. Please ask for help for them. Thank you. It's Ariana and her family, and that's Kim's student. So thank you, guys. Let's see. We are on number. Here we go. 216, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hello, my name is Patricia.
Hi,
thank you for taking. Hi, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, Cleveland rocks.
I'd like to find out from what angels or my ancestors or guides, is there anything that I need to know or do as I am preparing to relocate early this Wednesday morning, and now I'm just packing up things to prepare to ship UPS, which is my room will be empty tomorrow, but it's just things all over the place. But anyway, is there any messages for me, what I should, any thing I should know or prepare for? I've gotten on the, became a member of these Facebook groups for, you know, free accommodations, and it's only one reply that I got, and this person's in El Paso for one night, and I did accept, and I signed on for, a couple off-site, couchers.org or so, and, you know, then if I had to stay at the rescue mission there in Las Cruces, so be it, for as short a time as I can.
Patricia, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you go visit your ancestors?
Yes, I did that last week. Visited my mother and grandmother's grave, and it was raining, and I found my mother's headstone, but my grandmother didn't have one. And I would believe it was due to the fact that my mother just didn't have the money. I was a very little girl when she died, and my grandmother, my mother was probably starting to work, and I mean, it was just a lot of responsibility on her.
How was your visit?
Well, I talked to them both, and I tried to find my grandmother's, particular spot. I talked to them. I heard voices that, my mother's and what my grandmother may have sounded like. And, I got, said to my mother, some things to get it out of my system. But it was all good. I mean, I was sopping wet in feet, but it was
cleansing.
Right.
Was
yes.
it good?
Yes, I would say so. And
did you feel more powerful afterwards? More connected?
Well, I would say probably a bit more connected. I still talk to them, wherever I am.
Exactly.
But yes, I would say that it was, beneficial and it was helpful. And, I'm glad that I did go out there. And yes, to answer the question.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone has any messages jumping right out and want to jump in.
May I just jump in with a question for Pat? And I'm not talking from spirit here. I'm just talking about a practicality. Are you packing up and leaving with nowhere to go? Is that what I am understanding?
Well, I guess it could be interpreted like that. I'm moving.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I may have misunderstood, but I sounded like you had nowhere to move to.
No, I'm moving to New Mexico, and the proof that I decided on, and I've been doing my research for about a year online.
Okay.
I'm shipping things to my belongings to a storage unit there to
okay.
put them there.
All right.
But as I said, I've
accepted
the
place.
Okay.
Okay. I was just concerned.
I am getting other work and but to get myself out of this apartment, this apartment building, this town, this Cleveland, just getting out of this negativity and this abuse and,
good.
So on.
Good, because I was, when I listened to you, my energy groups, and I'm feeling this I hope you can find a way to reset, rebalance, and find your joy again. Just be careful that you stay as healthy as you can, Pat, because right now it feels like your energy is opening yourself up to physical, like you might cold easier or something. It feels like you've been stressed by all the stuff you've been going through, which is natural and human and normal. But the thing is, make sure you don't let it take you down. Okay. I like New Mexico. Jessica lives in New Mexico. It's apparently a lovely place and the weather is beautiful. It sounds like you're making a really positive move. Make sure that you. Oh, here, Shannon just added this. She hears, I hear this release. Oh, she hears that it's a release of all not serving her is going to open up huge doors coming. So this, hope I read that, Shannon. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought.
But it's like you're making, sorry, go ahead.
No, I got the same, what Shannon's saying, but I got the card. It's called The Mountain. It says Stand Your Grounds. And I feel the same thing that Lynn is, that you feel kind of, you know, which you're taking a big, gigantic step in your life that you've been, you know, thinking about for a year. And, you know, you're looking around your place and everything is gone, but you're doing the right thing. So the Mountain card is, it means stay strong, and that, to make sure that you give your energy. So your mom and your grandmother are all for this. Like, they're stronger than ever now that you went to visit them. They're with you more than ever, and they want this for you. And at times it says it's going to feel challenging, but you're resilient and your energy is really good right now to uproot and move. So the Mountain mm-hmm. card invites you to stay exactly where you are, talk things over with those, like your mom and your grandmother, around you so you can feel their power, and that'll make you stand strong. So I feel really good energy for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shannon also adds that Mercury retrograde is going to have the push-pull, and then after it opens wide. So don't worry if you feel a little buffeted, because it's going to open up doors for you. So did anyone want to add anything?
This is Linda. Ready?
Okay. So
yeah, Linda. I have Jane.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, Jane wants to remind you of a few things. First of all, in your new place, be sure you keep track of where your things are. You're putting them in storage, I guess. Make sure you have a tab wherever that is, because things can get lost or stolen. So check on those things, because they're very sentimental to you, especially. I'm seeing things that came from generations before you that are in with these things. Another thing is, use your discernment with the new people you meet. You should know immediately, using your intuition, whether the people that you are about to meet are going to be good for you or not. Gravitate to only those that are helpful to you and appreciate you for you, and just kind of stay away from the rest of them. And then the last thing she wanted to let you know is that your mom will be popping in from time to time and giving you signs and giving you feelings. You might even have dreams of her while you're there. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and this is Hawk. I just want to add that everything that has already been said is what I got in my messages. You did all the hard work, both spiritually and physically, for the move, and you're going to reap the benefits of your hard labor. And right now is actually a time of celebration with your mom and your grandmother in spirit, because they are fully with you. I got the Three of Cups for you again, and that's that divine trinity of femininity. And then in the future, I see exactly what Shannon was talking about. You're going to have a major spiritual rebirth that has to do with this move. And so you've done all the hard work to prepare yourself for it. So just remind yourself that your family is with you and you can communicate with them, because they are going to be communicating with you strongly as you go through this rebirth.
All right. All right. Yeah, I was, you know, in being in another state, but obviously looking on my computer and doing research, I was only able to get on one housing list for seniors. And the other numbers I called, I mean, the voicemail was filled up. And so, and it's like, okay. But like I said, it's been, seems like a challenges just preparing to get there. Now I just have the UPS and just pray in the firm. I have more than enough money to ship everything. That's why I'm going through my things again and just, okay, release being attached. And those that, you know, I will be using, then I, you know, keep and just travel as light as I can, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. All right. All right. So, yes, on the Amtrak, I will go on very early Wednesday morning.
Well, let him know.
In touch. Yeah.
Please stay in touch with me.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Thank you. You'll be fine.
Our cards
Thank
are good for you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. Shannon adds, too, that, yes, Jessica's in New Mexico, and she said there's some really nice spots to tap in New Mexico that are very powerful. So you're moving to quite the energetic spot. Yep. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The force is strong with that state.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very strong.
Yeah. You won't know what to do with it. You'll have to learn shamanry and magic and stuff. All right. Have a blessed journey, Patricia, and travel safe. Okay. We've got one more. Well, we've got a couple more callers, but we can at least get to this one here. 856, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Sure, it's Rosemaria.
Oh, hi, Rosemaria. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just have a quick question. I've been doing a lot of changes, and nothing's gone my way, like, going forward. So I'm wondering if it's ever going to go forward with everything. Work, some legal action, and relationship and all that happy stuff, it's not moving forward fast enough, if that makes sense. Just a lot of chaos to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing the Stones, Rose Maria, singing, you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. So you may want to examine what's happening and just ask yourself why, like what is the lesson embedded in the experience. And I know that's, I was going to ask Tony, did you bring your turban and your crystal ball? And but, you know, we can't predict. But Tony can maybe give you some guidance, you know, without predicting the future. But, yeah.
So what I got was be victorious. So being active while maintaining a positive mindset is the key to your success with anything you pursue. So you can do anything that you put your mind to. So I feel that you're finally, you know, I think you, not finally, but I think you've started to do some work on yourself like you wanted to. And I think everything's going to happen that you want to happen, but there's still some other things that you have left out there that need to be tied up. So that's what my crystal ball says. But it also says that you're a winner and that you deserve success. So you need to believe that yourself, Rosemaria. Once you believe in yourself and not the other people, all of these things are going to happen for you rapidly. But until you clear that energy, I think it's a roadblock for right now. That's what I got anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This is Linda. I'm getting step into your confidence. Know what it is you want and know that you can make it happen. You will find ways, if you meditate on them, to get to where you need to be. Just don't let all of the noise of life right now confuse you, because you're getting dealing with so many things. It's like tangling up Christmas lights when they're thrown in a box and trying to untangle them. Take each and every situation one at a time. Ponder it. See how you can step into your confidence to change what is happening to the direction you want to go.
Okay.
This is Hawk. My message is very similar. I see that you're carrying a lot of burdens. And so I think dissecting each of those burdens and what their value is to you and how best to handle it, I see the same thing with the confidence, but it's also that positivity. I see the future is bright for you, and that you have been recently making these spiritual advancements. I do see that there is light and dark forces in your mind right now, and that is part of what's manifesting. And so I think the messages you just got from Tony and from Linda are spot on, and that's kind of the work that you should be doing. is taking control with confidence and positivity that you can fix whatever it is you're working on. You have a lot. And so I think one at a time, it needs to be separated in your mind so that you can actually, like, handle it, because it feels overwhelming right now.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I see the star in the future.
Oh, lovely.
Which is good. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to add, too, that one of the reasons that, you know, we may work as psychics or mediums or whatever, but predicting the future is so fluid. It has so, the wheel is still in spin. And this is where you have the power to influence your own future, Rosemaria. So remember, a lot of the power to manifest the future belongs to you. So it's kind of in your little. Some things we can't change, some things we can. And what we were saying when Hawk read the Serenity Prayer, that's exactly what it is. Accept things we cannot change, have the courage to change those things we can. I have a feeling you have a lot of power to change a lot of being as you don't. It's not, it's fluid. And you know, tap your own power and see if that doesn't help make a difference.
Okay, cool.
Rosemaria. Okay, love.
I think
right,
that's
cool.
A good point, though, the Serenity Prayer. I think that really is kind of that became the topic of the day. That would really help all of us in all of our situations, specifically for all the callers coming in. You know,
absolutely.
It's like the spiritual discernment of what's their emotion, what's not their emotion, what they're manifesting, what they're not manifesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not about blame at all. It's not saying it's your fault this is happening to you. It's saying that you take the tiller and you can steer the ship to more
than
you realize.
The wisdom to know the difference. Yep.
Absolutely, yeah. So, here you go. I hope that helps, Rosemaria.
All right, cool. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, you're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Love. I was on Sunday. Okay. I'm not sure if 203 is Pat calling back again. Hi, 203.
Right.
Yeah, hello. 203, are you? Okay. Sounds like we got a walk. Oh, wait a minute. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Hi, 203, are you there? Once in a while we get those dudes that, you know, I don't know if it was one of those calls, but I'm not going to find out. Okay. I hope Rosemaria is still listening, because I'm sorry, Shannon, I caught that too late, but this is important for everyone. When we go into a state of acceptance of a situation and then move into from a place of gratitude, that there is a gem to discover within, to learn. Sorry, I'm reading this really badly. There is a gem to discover within, to learn. We change the dynamic of the energy. Hawk, you should read that and do it with, do it like an audition, and it with a different emphasis. Okay, you do
right,
it and see what. Okay,
because I commented on it too. I thought it was beautiful. When we go into a state of acceptance of a situation and then move into it from a place of gratitude, there is a gem to discover within to learn. We change the dynamic of the energy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Shannon. She says, it's okay. My typing seems to be
It's all right.
Well,
as long as we get the message across, the language worked, right?
Perfect. Yeah, I know that was a beautiful... Yeah, beautiful message. And it does open the next door and the next door. And, like, it's hard. And we're humans, and we don't, like, it's like, I don't want it. You can't make me. And, you know, all that stuff. But when we get out of that stubborn place and go, maybe this is something for my higher good, we don't know. So 203, we're not going to worry about. So I'm going to I'd love to hear any last thoughts, words, or anything from people.
Well, I would like to say that the show was amazing today, and it put me in back in my right space that I'm supposed to be in. So I want to thank all of you and all the callers for doing that. That's my two cents.
That's so cool, Tony. It's after the show, you feel exhausted and full of a new energy, too. Like, I always gain energy from this show. And it's thinking like Homer Simpson talking about something about his half-assed parenting. And this time I used my whole ass. But you know what? We do use our whole ass for this show. And it takes energy out of us, but it puts energy into us too. It's an amazing feeling. So, and Shannon, you rock in the chat room. Thank you. It's lovely to have you in here.
Yeah.
And Jessica's back. She was camping. We all thought, where's Jessica? And then we remembered she did tell us. We just sort of like, ugh.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Totally agree. I think we've found a small little tribe here that is becoming a global tribe. And it's of love and acceptance and emotions and life and finding our way through together. And I love it. I come to the show every day in a different mental space, and then I meditate, and then we have an awesome time together, and it just rejuvenates me for the week. And then always our topics of the Sunday seem to be the topic of my week. I don't know if that's true for you guys and the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think we all need to remind ourselves to pray this week.
Yeah.
However we do that, out loud or in the mind, Linda.
Prayer.
Astral traveler, you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Let's end it with the prayer and then go around the table. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Please do.
I'm going to do the Serenity Prayer again because I think that has been our main topic today, and I'm going to change the first word. Spirit, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Beautiful.
Peace and blessings.
Awesome.
Shannon reminds us that retrograde starts next week. So.
Yeah. Don't do anything with your money. Don't do anything with contracts.
Yeah.
And again, if people are, Mercury retro, so you guys, she's giving us, so August 3rd, the 23rd, through September 15th. And, if people are acting wacky, double down, I guess, on the love, stand within striking distance, I guess.
Right. True.
Oh, dear. I think I have a weird sense of humor, but, I love that.
We all do.
I'm glad you guys do. It's like when people get angry at you, answer them in interpretive dance, and they usually go away confused.
Or do the Monty Python silly walk.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's there's lots of fun things you can do with angry people. It's terrible. Shannon says also a super blue moon coming. Yeah, I think we've got two moons in August, right? And this is the second one, if I'm not
correct. We've had the most super moons in the last 2 years than in the last century.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying, scientists. Yeah, crazy.
The physical is really just an expression of spirit. And I think what's so cool for me, having been an agnostic atheist, and hearing about, the prophecies of New Earth and the change and all that, and now to, see it, understand it, and, really feel it is really cool.
Yeah, and keeping the fear levels down, too, it's good, yeah. August 30th.
Well, as Kevin said earlier, we're like facing the dark. We're finally all facing it together, and that's what's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, as Shannon mentioned, it's being all being exposed in order to, you know, with the wound being brought open to the open air. But, yeah, so August 30th is that super blue moon. We've got 5 minutes, so let's whip around the table. And Tony, how do you you be found?
Yeah, so I have a website. It's Tony the Good Witch at wixsite.com. I'm also on Facebook. I'm on the Sacred Embers group, Enter the Light. And then my Facebook page is Tony Jorgensen. And I think I have like an AI picture on there, kind of a colorful picture of me, what I would look like in the past, artificially intelligent picture. So, and you can reach out to me anytime. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, wonderful. And so, Linda, I know you've got several places to be found.
Sure. AISXQ.com, Linda Irwin on YouTube, the yellow smiley face with the headphones. I'm also on Spreaker, Spreaker.com under the Linda Irwin channel. And you can find me on living.ai, where I'm a beta tester and moderator. And I'm going to be doing it solo this week while Edward enjoys a nice, lovely holiday.
Wow. Yes. In a really cool place too. Okay. And Hawk, you're sort of between cyberspace and the physical world, right?
Yeah. I live somewhere. In some dimension, on some frequency that sometimes is accessible. My name is Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. I think next week I will have news on another place that everyone can find me. But for now, you can find me here on Sundays. Come join the chat. Come join the group. Let's talk. Let's spread love, light, and truth. Let's all heal together through our past traumas, not just for us, not just for our ancestors, but for our children. We're making the Age of Aquarius come into true expression, but our children are the ones that are going to get to experience that golden age. So let's make it for them.
Very cool.
Very
cool. You can find Elizabeth D'Onofrio, who works from the chat room, at www.elizabethdonofrio.com. And she's also on the Sacred Embers website. And you can find Shannon Johnson at ladyastral67.wix.com/home. And you can also, Shannon is in the Sacred Embers team, and you can find her on the website, which is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. You can find all the Sacred Embers members. Wow, it's a rhyme. You can find them there. And we're also on Sacred Embers on Facebook, and Enter the Light also on Facebook. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I think that's it, kids. You know, I want to put a pig on and it's all focus. but I'm going to find the music. You know, we didn't get to play this when we did our Jane tribute. So I'm going to play us out with Jane's song, You Are My Sunshine. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
You
are my sunshine, all of you.
Thank you. Love you.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Thank you. can take my sunshine away.
More music at Gospel Jingle.